And so grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So you've all probably heard me say this recently, and I can promise you, you're going to hear me say it again and again, because I'm so proud that this is my fifth year at Holly Grove. On January 11th, I completed my fourth year and began my fifth, and I'm excited and thankful and proud of that. Additionally, on January 11th, it marked the beginning of the fourth year in my sweet home. You see, on the my first anniversary at Holly Grove, I moved into a sweet home here in Holly Grove. And other than the little apartment that I lived in on the top floor of an old house in Winston-Salem for 6 years, this is the longest that I've lived anywhere, which I'm grateful for, and I plan on being here a lot longer. But for someone who has moved all of her belongings 24 times in her life, this means that it's been a little while since I've had a good purge. Right? When you're moving, when you're packing, you touch everything you own, and you hold it in your hands, and you evaluate, am I keeping this? Do I need it? Am I letting it go? Because when you're moving, you really think about the stuff you have, the stuff you've collected, the stuff that you've accumulated. It's one thing for something to be stored in a closet, out of sight and out of mind, but it's another to look at it, to pack it up, to move it, and then unpack it again. Because the reality is, as time goes on, it's easy to accumulate stuff and fill up our homes. And it's very easy not to think about how much stuff we have until we have to. The gospel lesson for this week reminded me again of the work that we are called to do during Lent. Examine. Honestly examine what it is in our hearts and in our lives, and get rid of the stuff that we don't need. To get rid of the stuff in our hearts and in our lives that is taking up space that God could be dwelling in, that is taking up space where we could be bearing good fruit. Lent is the season, it's that space in time that calls us to stop what we are doing, no matter how important, and enter more intentionally into a time of prayer and self-examination and repentance. These 6 weeks aren't just a countdown to Easter. This time, this season, is set apart for the purpose of drawing closer to God and seeking God with greater intensity. It's a time for creating more inner and outer space for attending to our relationship with God. The reality of our brokenness is that we choose things other than God to fill our hearts and our lives. And some of those are very good things, but we often give those priority and space in our lives that God should have. And we all have many things within us that keep us from bearing fruit. You see, in more ways than one, we are the fig tree in today's parable. We are alive, but are we bearing fruit? Are we bearing fruit, or are we simply just existing? The landowner in today's parable has given this tree 3 years to grow and bear fruit, which is not an unrealistic amount of time. But after 3 years, it's not bearing fruit. And so the landowner tells the gardener, cut it down. It's taking up space. Plant something there that will bear fruit. It's not unreasonable. It really makes sense. And so let's ask ourselves again, are we bearing fruit, or are we simply just existing? In this parable, and in our lives, there is a good gardener, a gardener who is patient and merciful. God is the gardener of our hearts, and God is deeply, deeply patient with us. God continues to tend to us over and over and over again so that fruit might grow. We have a gardener who loves to get their hands dirty. God spreads out our roots. God adds fertilizer to the soil. God tenderly cares for us because God is the gardener that has the hope that good fruit will come if the right care is given. And so here we are, halfway through Lent. Today is the third of six Sundays in this season. And so let's take a few minutes to check in with ourselves. How's it going in your heart as you're getting rid of stuff to make more room for God? How's it going in your heart as you are getting rid of stuff so that you can bear more good fruit? And maybe we even step back. Have you actually been able to honestly acknowledge the cluttered state of your heart or your life? What are the things you need to let go of to allow more room in your heart and your life for God to dwell? And if you are decluttering, are you decluttering the obvious things, the seen things like the clutter on a desk or on a table? What about the things that are tucked further back in your heart that you like to keep out of sight and out of mind? What are the things in your heart or in your life that you need to ask forgiveness from God for? What are the things that are keeping you from bearing good fruit? Sisters and brothers, I hope that you are able to receive the season of Lent for the gift that it is. A time to sort out our lives and our hearts. A time to be honest with God and ourselves. A time to let God search and know our hearts. I know it's not easy work, which is why we so often avoid it. But this work is holy work, and it is the faithful work that we are called to do during Lent. To intentionally attend to our relationship with God. And when we do, may we allow God's Spirit to convict us, to acknowledge those things that are in our hearts and lives that are taking up room God should be dwelling in, and the things that are keeping us from bearing good fruit. And as we do, in the midst of whatever sins or brokenness we find or acknowledge, may we also experience God's steadfast love and forgiveness. Because God is a good and faithful gardener. God is a gardener who is deeply patient with us. God continues over and over and over again to tend to us so that we might bear good fruit. Because even when our branches are barren, even when our soil is dry, or when our roots are all tangled up, God is a gardener who sees and desires for us to be a growing and thriving and beautiful fruit-bearing tree. Let us pray together. Gracious gardener, you don't have to repeat me. Unless you want to, I can do it slow and we can do that. Gracious gardener, you lovingly and patiently care for us all our days. You create beautiful things out of the dirt and dust of your good creation. You sustain us with your steadfast love, which is better than life itself. In the garden of our hearts and lives, help us weed out all that distracts us from you. Help us weed out all that we have made idols of. And all that which keeps us from bearing good fruit. Turn our soil when our ground is hard, and fertilize our soil so that we will have new growth. Comfort and protect us when storms come and beat us down, or when enemies chew on our leaves. Gracious gardener, continually water and drench us with your unfailing and abiding love. Amen.